I wonder if you have ever heard of the painter Bartolomé Esteban Murillo, or Murillo. You may well have seen some of his paintings. He was born in 1617 in Seville, Spain, where he spent just about all of his life except for a brief period in Madrid. A painter of the Baroque period, he is best known for his religious works. Murillo also produced a considerable number of works about contemporary life. Very little is known about the early years of this one of Spain's most prolific painters. However, the work of Esteban Murillo lives on today in museums and art galleries all around the world. His artistic training is thought to have begun around the age of 16 or earlier until he was about 21, when he worked as an assistant to a local artist, Juan del Castillo. His main focus was always on religious works, which he perfected throughout his career. As he developed his own style, he was commissioned, very often, to paint canvases for many important religious buildings, including in the Cathedral of Seville. In 1660, Murillo realized a dream of his and opened the Academy of Fine Arts, L'Academia de Bellas Artes, in Seville, as he had experience of how such academies in other countries helped raise artistic standards. The late period of his life was by far the most productive and successful, and many of his works are very familiar paintings today of Our Lady, various religious themes, paintings of contemporary women and children, realistic portraits of flower girls, street urchins and beggars, and scenes of everyday life through which he gives a vivid picture of life at the time. He died in Seville in 1682. In the Met Gallery in New York, there is an oil sketch of the Crucifixion by Murillo on display. This oil sketch helped Murillo to prepare a large painting that is today in the Museo del Prado in Madrid, the painting of Christ crucified. It is in the artist's characteristic smoky atmospheric style, with a masterful distribution of light throughout the painting, and creates an ideal image for devout meditation of the crucifixion. The sun has set, the cloudy sky is streaked with moonlight. Christ's body falls limp on the cross, and Jerusalem can be seen in the dim distance. On this day of Holy Saturday, as the world has in a sense fallen silent with Christ in the tomb, we wait with Mary, sorrowful yet hopeful. Lord Jesus, you have given your precious life for the salvation of the world. You suffered an horrific death and poured out mercy from your wounded heart. And now you rest in the peace of the tomb as the soldiers keep vigil. Lord, may I also keep vigil with you as you sleep. I know that this day ends with your glorious triumph, your victory over sin and death. But for now, I sit quietly mourning your death. Help me, Lord, to enter into the sorrow and the silence of this Holy Saturday. Today no sacraments are celebrated. Today the world waits in mourning, in anticipation of the glory of new life. Bartolomé Esteban Murillo died in Seville in 1682, 339 years ago, on this day.